Phone. Let me set the table a little bit, just a tad. We're going to be talking about, as you can see in your programs, the Yates memo, and we're going to look at we're going to play with this, right? We're going to discuss what we believe in our experience the Sally Yates memo was designed to do, and what do we believe the ultimate results are going to be. Very quickly, just a kind of a retrospective look. You know, in 1999, Eric Holder really published the first principles of corporate prosecution in the like I said, that was during his term between 1997 and 2001. Larry Thompson, who was the DAG, the Bush administration DAG, he was his successor, issued a DAG memo similarly. Two things happened. It became part of the principles of federal prosecutions as the part of the U.S. Attorney's Manual. But secondly, the Thompson memo also specifically mentioned that credit for cooperation could be given for the waiver of the attorney-client and work product protections. That was rather seismic at the time. It turned out to be short-lived for reasons that are, if they're not obvious, we'll certainly talk about briefly. That was followed by the Paul McNulty memo in 2006.
Well, Jim.
Yes.
Before we get there, can we turn on my microphone so I can...
don't, whatever you do, don't turn his microphone on. Okay, go ahead.
As we're going to talk about the Yates memo, it's important to know how we got there, which is sort of what we're trying to do. And when Jim talks about the Holder memo, the Holder memo was the first thing in 1999. Before that, the federal prosecutors didn't have a roadmap to how to deal with corporate prosecutions.